We've got Arlen Bennett on the line. So his new album is Summer's Voice. It came out last year, actually. That's his third and latest release on Red Sea Records. And he takes you to a gas station conversation with a Vietnam veteran, a bus ride with Rosa Parks, and I was particularly impressed with that song, a stoplight on your third date, amongst other cool vignettes. His songs are not all lovey-dovey or angry or something. Often you'll find out later what some of his songs really are about. For instance, the rocker Small Body Blonde is not about a curvaceous lady you're led to believe, but that's Arlen's style. Relay the story with a twist and some panache. And he also tackles subjects like death and forgiveness, but wraps them in jazzy progressions and harmonic interludes. So Arlen has been making records since 97, and again, this is his third album. Arlen Bennett, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Artie. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. I really like your song from your third album, Be the Change. I thought that was really, really awesome and very touching.
Thank you.
I love the video that was produced for that and is available on YouTube. I think you can just Google "Be the Change" Arlen Bennett, and that's B-E-N-N-E-T-T, right?
Correct.
And see that on YouTube.
Name, let me spell my first name too. It's A-R-L-O-N, Arlen. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Yes.
Super.
Super.
All right. Well,
all right.
Let's hear a little bit of "Be the Change." Okay, then they play the record, and we'll probably fade it down about 2 minutes in and come back,
right.
Or may play the whole thing, just depending on how long our interview is.
Yeah, it's about 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. Arlen, I love that. That's your own original composition, lyrics, music, everything, correct?
Yes, sir. That's my song. I wrote it several years ago. I didn't write it for the current change campaign, but I wrote it more or less as a message for personal responsibility. And because at the time I was making a change in my life, so I thought to myself, you know, be the change. And as an old, it's not a phrase I invented by any means, but I felt as though I could recommunicate that message in a song.
Can you tell me a little bit about the change in your life and where you found the strength to make this change?
Yeah, well, I was working in the information technology world, and I've been doing music largely on the side as a passion of mine, and as so many of us have done. And I thought to myself, you know, how did I want to be remembered? How did I want to really, you know, what kind of lessons did I want to teach my children in this life? And the answer was so clear and easy that I couldn't keep doing what I was doing, which was some level of compromise. I had to really do what I really wanted and I had the calling to be doing. So I left my my day job and I started doing music in a lot bigger way, and doing my passion more. And that was the quote unquote change that I made about 4 years ago.
That's an awesome change. You know,
we all
face these things in our lives. You know, where we know usually for a long time that we should be doing something, that we want to do something, that this is where we want to be. And, you know, at some point you have to say to yourself, if not now, when? And you have to make it a must where you're going to do this, and you have to really, I don't know whether you use affirmations or you pray about it or however you come to this, you know, to this change, but it's that's awesome.
Yeah, it sort of has to take you over, and you have to be passionate about it, and really look at the very large picture of our purpose in the world, you know, or in the universe, and decide that no one else is going to really propagate your vision for you. You know, you've got to sort of do it yourself and put things in motion that you are responsible, that you can change, that you can do, and have your positive effect on the world that way. Otherwise, you'll always be, and again, I don't speak for anyone by any means on this, because there's a lot of successful people doing whatever they've chosen to do, but it starts with something really deep inside, and your need to really follow it, and to be really, you know, have conviction doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's pretty rare to see a young man have this kind of power to be able to steer his life the way that you're steering yours. And obviously, you know, you have a lot of things that you have inside of you that just have to get out. You've got so many different stories to tell.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about Summer's Voice? What's the story behind that?
Yeah, Summer's Voice, I like to tell audiences is a story of the New York Mets' worst loss of 2004, which is how I like to introduce the song. And what happened in that year was one of the Hall of Fame Met broadcasters passed away that year, and that was a big loss for me because as a kid growing up as a New York Mets baseball fan, through all these years, you know, his voice was always the voice on the radio, and I was such a huge baseball fan, as I still am today. And to grow up with that voice always present through radio, TV, and so forth, all through your life, from when you could remember to that moment, and to have it not be there anymore was just something I had to write about. So Summer's Voice is about that loss, and sort of as a tribute to late Bob Murphy, who was the again broadcaster of the New York Mets. And I found that song has gone out to quite a few other broadcasters because I've done that show at house concerts and other concerts. You know, for example, in the Philadelphia area, we thought that song was about their broadcaster, you know, who they felt passionate about. So that's what it was about. And it was I was lucky enough to have that song played to a video of his montage of his life at Shea Stadium on a day in his honor back until 2005. So
did you get to attend that, Harlan? Did you get to attend that?
What's that?
I said, did you get to attend that game? Were you there for
that?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. I definitely was at that game and brought a contingent of friends and family. And that was just a nice thing. In fact, that video is also on viewable on my YouTube site as well, and also on my website under videos.
All right. We're going to play a little bit of Summer's Voice by Arlen Bennett now.
The radio booth is silent where the jets pass overhead. A million grown-ups say their childhood is dead. There were times I listened to every word he said. Ah, was Summer's voice. The hometown uncle I never had brought the gift of baseball since I was a lad. Always sounding good, even when my team was bad. Ah, was Summer's voice. Summer's voice was sweet in the car or on the beach, painting yet another game. And it was automatic to wanna listen through the static, just to hear his play-by-play. So much more than a pastime score. Ah, was Summer's voice. Late summer nights, when I was 10 years old, we'd play the Dodgers on the West Coast. And underneath my pillow, with the radio playing low, ah, was Summer's voice. Summer's voice was sweet in the car or on the beach, painting yet another game. And it was automatic to wanna listen through the static, just to hear his play-by-play. So much more than a pastime score. Ah, was Summer's voice. So here's the happy recap to a life well spent. I hope you've fastened your seatbelts at the very end, 'cause now you're doing games for Casey Gill and all the rest. Ah, with Summer's voice, there it goes. Ah, with Summer's voice.
All right, we're back with Arlen Bennett, and Arlen is a singer-songwriter, and he does pop folk music. His latest album is Summer's Voice, and you can get that in a record store near you. You can ask for it. They might have to special order it for you. Or you can get it right now on cdbaby.com. It's direct download. Is that right, Arlen?
Yeah, digitally you can get it there. Also, you can get the real thing from cdbaby.com, or, again, through my website, which bounces you to See Baby, or you can get it direct from me.
That's arlenbennett.com, ArlonBennett.com.
Correct.
Super, super. So how much time do you spend on songwriting? And do you write a lot of songs that don't show up on your albums?
Yes. Yes, I have probably 10 times as many songs that I've recorded that I've written. And some may make a CD someday or a project, some may not. It's all part of the creative process. I'm always putting something out there. Not everything gets finished. Some things take months to finish. Some things take years to finish. So the main thing is I have a pipeline of stuff I'm always working on, but, you know, I don't always have control over what gets finished and when. So that's part of the creative process. I accept that as part of the whole creative process.
Tell me about the 6-year gap between The Watchman of 2001 and Summer's Voice of 2007. Why so long between albums?
Yeah, well, I did a lot of writing in there, and that part of the answer to that question is the answer to my last question. I wanted to raise the bar, and I wanted to get my best work out there, and so it just took my time. I didn't try rushing anything out. I wanted to sort of take a step back and see how the business was materializing, and sort of just take my time. Of course, in the middle of that, I did leave my job. I had lots of other administrative kind of life things I had to take care of, and I also got married in the middle of that, and even had a baby. So, you know, good life things happen. You know, like John Lennon said, your life happens when you're making plans. So.
Right.
So there were some real life things in there that were good to me, and so that pretty much encapsulates the answer to that question.
That's a great quote by John Lennon. Life is what happens while you're making other plans.
Yeah, that's right.
Happens to you while you're making other plans, I believe.
Yeah.
He was one of my heroes. I'm a boomer, you know. So you know.
Yeah.
Big Beatles fan and all that, and
just
killed me when they broke up, and then to have him assassinated like that, that's just unbelievable, you know. And now we've lost George Harrison, and it just doesn't seem right, you know. But
I know what you mean. In the same way, this is like our conversation about, my baseball broadcaster. You know, people seem to stay with you your whole life during the impactful parts of your life and have a huge presence and impact in your life. And then you don't expect them to go. And when they do, it just reminds you of the mortality of everybody.
Yep. All right. Well, what's your favorite song from your latest album there? What would you say is your absolute fave?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. That's, I guess, which one of my favorite kids. Now I have two of them. But I would say I would not put it as necessarily a favorite. I mean, of course, Be the Change is what I would be glad to hang around my neck. Is what I'd be remembered by. But looking at the at the list. You know, there's a song called Just Like Them, which is a favorite of mine because of its message as well. And that's a song about, you know, a couple I knew that lived, that were married for 63 years or so. And I imagined that if I could be just like them, be that lucky to be that happy with the same woman for that long, I would be happy to be just like them. So it has a soft spot in my heart, that song.
And who's in charge of whether you're going to be able to stay with the same woman for 50 or 60 years? Who's responsible for that?
Oh boy, hey, that's a good question. You're going to be God himself, I suppose. different people will give you a different answer to that.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything's guaranteed in this life, so you hope. I'm just working on year 3 right now, so I got a long way to go.
Let's play a little bit of Just Like Them by Arlen Bennett.
He holds her hand, she holds his too. Walking the sidewalk just like me and you. Her hair is gray, his are few. For so many years they've seen a promise through. They take their time with forever on their side, and I hope we will be just like them. Just like them. They say hello and we say hi. Suddenly an hour's gone by. She was a nurse, he fought in the war, telling us about the way life was before. In times less crazed, but how some things never change, and I hope we will be just like them. Just like them. Just like them, bragging about the kids, and just like him, taking care when she got sick, and just like when he lost his job and she helped out, just like them. Ain't that what love is all about? Oh, they say it's late, it's time to go. We hate to miss our favorite TV show. As they walk away, I can hear him say, do you remember when we used to be just like them? Just like them.